Disney star Josh Gad, Biden should have called MAGA movement full fascism, not semi-fascism. By Alana Mastrangelo on September 4, 2022. Disney's Frozen and Beauty and the Beast star Josh Gad says President Joe Biden should pin the label of full fascism on supporters of former President Donald Trump, suggesting Biden did not go far enough by calling the MAGA movement semi-fascism at a private event with donors this Thursday. Yes. He should have called it full fascism, Gad wrote in response to a CNN headline, which read, McCarthy calls on Biden to apologize after semi-fascism remark. If you don't like being called a fascist, stop doing fascist stuff maybe? The Californication actor added in a follow-up tweet, without ever elaborating on his definition of fascist stuff. Not everyone, however, agrees with Gad's assessment. President Biden characterized MAGA Republicans as a threat to American democracy during his divisive political speech at the Independence National Historical Park in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, on Thursday night. This approach, as well as his use of uniformed Marines in his stagecraft, did not generate a positive response, with even some of Trump's harshest critics admitting that Biden had made a mistake. CNN anchor Brianna Tyler, for example, was one of the many who reacted to Biden's speech, and the optics, unfavorably. Whatever you think of this speech, the military is supposed to be apolitical. Positioning Marines in uniform behind President Biden for a political speech flies in the face of that, Kyler wrote. This is not the first time Gad has pushed bizarre political takes. In June, the Hollywood actor spread former White House aide Cassidy Hutchinson's discredited claim that then-President Donald Trump physically attacked two Secret Service agents in an attempt to grab the steering wheel of the presidential vehicle on January 6, 2021. In November, Gad, along with many other celebrities, experienced a public meltdown after a jury in Kenosha, Wisconsin, acquitted 18-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse of all charges. It has now been put it out there that vigilantes can just go and kill people protesting issues like racial equality whenever they want and get away with it. Think about that for a second, the actor declared. Gad has also bizarrely blamed Trump for Biden's disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan last year, proclaiming, "Please spare us the faux outrage if you were someone who stood silently by when Trump attempted to pull out of Afghanistan and attempted a Camp David meeting with the Taliban." You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @armastrangelo, and on Instagram.